This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So therefore, we think of why have so many abductions, Cheryl Gottschall, or is the abduction experience at all what we think it is?
Yes, and that's a very good question, actually. I don't know if you're familiar with the Kelly Cahill case in Australia. It occurred, I think it was in the 90s sometimes, I can't remember the year, maybe 93, and she was driving with her husband late at night near the Dandenong Ranges in Victoria, coming back from visiting a friend, and they saw this light ahead of them, and they kept driving, and then they saw a light in the field off the side of the road, and they pulled over, and it was a UFO. It was a landed spaceship. I'm not going to say UFO. It was a spaceship. And another car pulled up about 100 metres behind them, and so there was a second lot of witnesses, and there was actually a third witness who pulled up another 50 metres up behind the second car. And Kelly and her husband got out of the car, and they were watching the object, and a light came down underneath it, which came down to the ground, and a being came out of it. And then there were more beings appeared behind it, and they had red eyes, and they had sort of long, skinny, dark bodies and red humanoid shape, but red eyes, and they were glowing. And they sort of split into two groups, and one group came towards Kelly, another group went to the car behind them. And as soon as they started coming towards them, she yelled out spontaneously, "They have no souls." And she didn't know why she said it. It's not the first time I've heard people say that. And so somehow, some of these beings may somehow be involved or have an interest in our non-physical self. What, I don't know, or why, I don't know, but I've heard various cases over the years, handfuls of them, where, and there's a well-known case with Susie Hansen in New Zealand, who's written a book about the dual-soul connection. So there may be a certain group of extraterrestrials who are very interested in the part of us that a lot of Westerners reject, that we actually have a soul.
Some different things to unpack there. That's really interesting in and of itself, the idea about souls. And it sort of brings back the idea I had mentioned earlier that maybe they don't have, like, the soul and consciousness are almost synonymous, and that maybe that's what they're trying to figure out, what it is that we've got, this extra thing that we have that is what it's like to live in the world. We don't know if a computer has got any experience of what it does. So things could be super intelligent, but just have no idea what it's like to be in the world, but we do. So yeah, that could be something. The Kelly Cahill case itself is kind of interesting because I think it came up on an episode of The X-Files once it was mentioned, and other people have dug into it, of course, and Bill Chalker, I mean, there are people that say the whole thing is a hoax, okay, and that nobody's been able to even really find the initial report. Now, have you ever heard of this group called Phenomena Research Australia?
Yes, yeah, it's not active now, but John Ockertel was part of that group, yeah.
Okay, because apparently the report went into their group and never came out, and nobody, according to the articles that I've read, and so you might be able to help sort this out, nobody's actually seen their original report that they submitted to that organization. Is that true, or have you seen this report, or...
I haven't seen the report myself. I believe there was something involved with, because Kelly soon after decided to write a book, and I think that was somehow handcuffed the PRA team in releasing information publicly. And Kelly did write her book, and it's a good book, very interesting. But we hosted Kelly in Brisbane at a conference in 96 or 97, and she's actually on the UFO Research Queensland YouTube channel. We've put it up there for the public to hear it firsthand, because, you know, it's nothing like hearing things from the person involved themselves.
Interesting. Okay, so, you know, that might explain, okay, why they didn't want the report to be released. Is it's like, okay, so this is a personal report. We don't want just everybody to see this. I'm writing a book. That could explain it, but at least to private researchers, I think people should have access. I mean, they should have access to it. It doesn't mean that they'll get it.
I'm just not sure of the stipulations that Kelly put on them.
Right. That's interesting that she put them on herself then, and that could potentially explain that objection to the story. But in your experience with her, you believe that she had a real experience and that she herself has never said, no, I just made this up so that I could tell a story or write a book. You believe that this is a genuine case?
I do, and I met Kelly. I've met her a few times, actually. We were running a close encounter group. It was actually in my home many years ago. We started the first one here in Brisbane in 1992 after Bud Hopkins had been here. And when he left, people came out of the woodwork with their close encounters. So we had a meeting here one night with about 15 people, and Kelly had heard about it. And so she was here for an antiques fair and came to it as well. And something really had rattled her. I believed what she said. What she was struggling with at the time was, you know, she felt she was being passed from researcher to researcher to researcher and getting a bad deal from the UFO research community.
Mm.
But I certainly felt that what she was saying was, she believed it to be true. I don't doubt that she saw something. I mean, the whole experience caused her marriage to break up. Kelly was quite a religious person. It sort of turned her world upside down. That sort of shattered her reality and I guess made her question even her own beliefs in God at the time about, you know, wow, if this has happened, then, you know, do I believe what's written in the Bible in my own beliefs, those sorts of things. I can't speak for her exactly, but I, having known what she was like, unfortunately, after Kelly wrote her book, she just seemed to disappear. I had heard at one stage that she moved to Bali, and then I heard that she moved back here, but she wasn't letting anyone know where she was. And so she's just disappeared off the radar as far as I'm aware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting case.
Yeah, and it would be nice to go back after all these years and talk to her to get her perspective on her experience now that she's had time to integrate it and how it's changed her life, because these things are life-changing for people. And this is what makes me think that they are real experiences, because people don't have profound inner shifts from hallucinations. It doesn't happen like that. And I've seen the changes that are brought on by people who report close encounters. Afterwards, there's they have very much like people who have near-death experiences. They have less interest in the material world and making money and, they're less caring about what other people think of them. Their values shift. There's a tendency towards becoming vegetarians, which is interesting. They become more socially conscious and spiritually engaged. And these are great, and these are permanent shifts in their life. They are changed by their experiences. And this is what makes me think that it's not in their head.
Well, you know, and wouldn't all those just be great reasons not to go into disclosure? Because we don't want people to be so materialistic and, you know, value the capitalist system as much. And we're also basically reduced to sort of this third world planet out here in the galactic backwaters.
It's not a fourth grade son. It's a third grade. It's a third world planet.
Third world.
Earth, ladies and gentlemen, Earth is a third world planet. It's, you know, just hasn't gone anywhere, and we're not doing anything. ET needs to come here and really help us, not just say they can't. More to come with Cheryl, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Of course, Cheryl, I wonder that if E.T. has this great message to us, we need to straighten up and fly right. We need to get our acts together. The same warning that Klaatu gave the people of Earth in Day the Earth Stood Still. Of course, his warning was colored with the stick approach. Well, you get your act together, guys, or we will take care of you. We'll destroy you in the interests of galactic peace. They don't necessarily say that. But you think here, if E.T. really wanted us to straighten things out, get our acts together, they could enforce that without having a bunch of scattered people, most of whom are not really very well known and don't have a lot of influence, claiming contacts. If they got to the right people or just staged a mass landing and be done with it, this current technique isn't working very well.
I don't think all of them want us to step up. I don't think that's on everyone's agenda. Maybe just some of them, and maybe those coming from those who may be our galactic relatives and are interested in what happens on Earth, because this may be the home world. Because you've got to wonder, where did some of the civilizations on Earth disappear to out of the blue? So, you know, and when you have a kinship to someone, you have a connection and you actually do care about what happens. You do care about the welfare to a degree. So maybe it's our galactic relatives are the ones who are giving those types of warnings, and maybe the others just don't really care.
That's a possibility. But, you know, getting back to what I was saying just before the break there, though, too, I mean, where you've got a situation that where they're trying to instill those kinds of values and thoughts, and as well as their presence, and that there is out there in the galaxy this other whole other system that is far more advanced than we are. Where does that leave the leaders on this world? Here, they are the biggest fish in the pond. All of a sudden, being reduced to this third world out here on the rim of the galaxy, where we're really not all that important, and not only that, we're doing everything wrong. That maybe wouldn't lead to mass panic as much as it would be like mass apathy or mass reform of our political systems. Who wants that? I mean, industrialists? Do the industrialists want us to be less capitalistic? No. Do the politicians want us to reform our whole political system so that we're more in line with the great socialist galactic overlords? I you can see that there could be a really big problem with a lot of that.
Yeah, I'm just getting the feeling there's another question in there for you, Randall. What's the underlying question there?
Well, it's when you were talking about what the experiencers take away from their experience.
Oh, right.
Yes. It's very non-materialistic.
Yes.
But basically, you know, to put it in a nutshell, yes, it's very non-materialistic and very sort of idealistically social. But at the same time, our world is very materialistic, and it's not entirely social. And if every time we've tried it, it's failed miserably. So there'd be a lot of pushback on the part of people in power to not change to that way of thinking, even though these people have the experience, like it's something we should do.
Yes.
And hence, that's why we're not getting disclosure. Of course, if we just want to throw the disclosure question out there, you know, the governments must know more than we do. Why aren't we getting it?
You know, that's a very long-term question. People have been asking it for decades. Like, you know, why are you keeping this from the public in general? And it's very frustrating, and it makes you want to pull your hair out at times. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying. I just want to throw another idea into that pot as well. Is that Jean raised the issue of Earth being a third world country, and I compared to other life in the universe, it's probably true. And we are a small planet in the backwash of the galaxy, but there could be advantages to that from an extraterrestrial viewpoint, in that maybe we have only been a recent discovery because we've been hidden away for a while, and maybe that, you know, that discovery by some extraterrestrial races. And that may be that our DNA gene pool is a little bit more pure than some other races out there that have been mixing in the cosmos for thousands of years. And there may be something about our DNA that some extraterrestrials are very interested in too. So maybe that's another reason why some of these extraterrestrials come here, because there's something about human DNA that could be advantageous to their own society.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, that's a pretty good point, because isn't that what we do? Sort of when we're looking for something new and or a new medicine, we go down to the jungle. You know, we don't go to the lab. We go to the jungles of Brazil or South America and deep into the most primitive parts of our world to try and find things we haven't discovered that are still emerging in nature. And us being out here closer to the rim of the galaxy, away from all of these other civilizations, would be kind of the same thing. You know, they could study this sort of world that has evolved all in. Interesting, interesting perspective. I mean, completely different than saying, you know, they either seeded us or that they're from the future.
Yes, yeah. And getting back to your statement before, sorry, I just jumped around a bit with those ideas, but about, you know, why don't we have disclosure? And I'm thinking about the intimidation of witnesses, because I think that that various people understand these changes are going on in Close Encounter witnesses. So they don't want them to become outspoken and be influential in society to speed up our evolution, which is inevitable anyway. But they're trying to quash those aspects that you were talking about being less materialistic and, you know, not buying into capitalism and all that sort of stuff. So they might be intimidating them to, you know, so that they're not becoming a hub of change in society. And remember the Roper report, I think it came out in 91. One of the things they found out was that they found a group of people, these people who are reporting close encounters and having unusual experiences, they actually call them influentials in society. They were the advocates, the letter writers, the committee members, the people who called in on talkback shows. They had this activist energy in them, this seed in them. And if that awakens the huge degree that you were suggesting before, that there could be hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people on the planet peppered through society who've had these experiences, and if those seeds are awakened, you can't control that. That's a real issue for the government. So another reason to, you know, to keep disclosure, the lid on that tight shut.
Indeed. I mean, isn't that what's happened with the Internet, too?
Before we talk about the Internet, we have to break. That sounds like it's serious, right? You like that? Okay. No, maybe not. Gene, Cheryl, Randall, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An engine failure aboard a Boeing 777 aircraft taking off from Denver International Airport sent large chunks of debris raining down on neighborhoods in the northwest suburbs of the city. A United Airlines flight bound for Honolulu reported engine trouble and returned to Denver shortly after takeoff, scattering debris over several neighborhoods in the process. Kirby Clements is a resident of Bloomfield, Colorado, and a piece of the engine landed in his front yard. He tells CNN that his first thought was that a plane had crashed.
Wife and I were sitting inside the house just finishing up with
paper, and we heard this big bang, and we kind of looked at each other and go, what was that? And then all of a sudden there was a bang and a crash, and this object just rolled right in front of our house, right out the front window. So I get up and look outside, and I'm trying to figure out what it is. And as soon as I open the door, I go, uh-oh, it's an engine part.
This is USA Radio News. A number of Capitol Police officers are under investigation for their actions during the riots at the Capitol last month. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
U.S. Capitol Police say the Office of Professional Responsibility is investigating the actions of 35 officers working the January 6th Capitol building incursion. The office also noted six officers have been suspended with pay. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
President Biden has made clear his views on the tragic events of January 6th, including where responsibility for them lies. He backs efforts to shed additional light on the facts to ensure something like that never happens again.
Viral videos of some Capitol Police officers raised questions about their actions during the occupation. More than 250 people have been charged so far.
A police officer from North Cornwall Township, Pennsylvania, is the latest to be arrested for allegedly storming the Capitol. Joseph Fisher was arrested by the FBI Friday, charged with obstruction of law enforcement during civil disorder, violent entry, and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. Fisher is currently suspended without pay. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I am not responsible, Cheryl, for his robotic voice. The fact that he is being possessed by alien DNA.
It just happens. It's spontaneous since I'm...
I didn't think he was robotic.
Well, I'll start to channeling soon.
Channel 37. Channel 54. Chanel number 5. No, that's not the right one.
Catherine Deneuve. Actually, yeah, I remember those commercials. Awesome. Yeah, prior to the break, we were getting into some really interesting discussion there about how you're right, Cheryl. There are literally, there's got to be millions of people, right? Like Stanton Friedman used to say that he would ask his audience, how many people have seen a UFO? And a lot of hands would go up. And then he would say, now how many of you have reported it? And then maybe just a few. So out there in society, we know that we have fellow human beings. I consider them to be part of kind of like an invisible family. I know they're out there, but I don't necessarily know exactly who they are, but we know they're there. You know what I'm saying? If there was a way to bring everyone together, and I think a lot of these shows like the Paracast and other shows, now there are hundreds of podcasts about this. It's a movement. But it's not very united. Do you think there's a way to unite the ufology community, or is that just another one of those sort of idealistic dreams?
Wow, yeah. I remember writing a series of articles in Stuart Miller's UFO Matrix magazine, I think it was, for a while, about that very subject. Yeah, so you want to be a ufologist. Okay, here's the drum, basically. And that we're a willful group. You know, we are strong-minded. You know, we're like a Brumby. We want to have our heads. We want to say what we want to say. We want to explore certain things. We We don't want to be hampered in any way. We're quite a rebellious group because we're thinking outside the box. We're going against the status quo. I have to say we're very Aquarian energy, actually, going into the age of Aquarius. But independent thinkers, that's a great thing to apply into the UFO subject because we can all bring our own interests and our own flavor to it. If we could make that homogenous, we could actually have some really interesting, eye-opening insight into the UFO subject. But unfortunately, it works against us too because we want to do our own thing. So it's a bit of a catch-22 for us. And I don't really know what to do about it. I just know that I work with the people I can and avoid the people I can't.
Yeah, I mean, it is a real conundrum, isn't it? We've got a lot of people, like you say, that are very knowledgeable, and we've got serious ufologists that study this, and Jacques Pelley talked about, the secret school and the secret university, where there are people who take it seriously. But then you get these, what Christopher O'Brien used to call the cults of personality. You know, this maybe the Stephen Greers and the David Icke's and the George Adamski's, and they influence people, like you say, but do they really, do they really have the credibility? That part becomes kind of frustrating. And then on top of that, you've got this sort of territoriality, because when people do that, they get their audience, they get their group, their crowd, and everybody breaks off into these cliques and then starts kind of quarreling with one another over who's right and who's wrong and everything else. And then these main important points that you were talking about earlier tend to kind of get lost in the shuffle.
Well, we're not the only ones like that. The scientific community is exactly the same. And they get paid for what they do. Because I was sitting here thinking, well, if we weren't voluntary, maybe, and we were paid for this sort of work, maybe that would change it. But actually, I don't think it would. We'd just end up like the scientific community too, who also, howl at each other's ideas. I think it's just the nature of humanity. And maybe that's the difficulty that extraterrestrials have had in the past in who the hell do we talk to on planet Earth? Even the people who govern the planet, they have problems between them too. So maybe it's just something we have to learn to adapt to until we become a little bit more homogenous, as you say. But then when you do that, we can somehow lose some of the great things that we can bring to the subject as well.
Mm. Now, earlier you talked about sort of the UFO silencers and that sort of thing. Have you guys got the MIB down there in Australia, or is this mainly a kind of an American thing?
We've had a little bit of that here. There was a gentleman many years ago who he contacted us by phone. That's right. I took the phone call, and he claimed to be an ex-Green Beret soldier, and he was living not too far from me at the time. Anyway, he rang up because he had seen a UFO, and it came down close to where he was behind the house, went down a gully, and then it just disappeared, and that's why he called. Then he called me back the next day or the day after, and he said, "Who did you tell about my sighting?" And I said, "No one." And he said, "Well, do you record these calls?" I said, "No." And he said, "Do you tap people's phones?" "No." This is a voluntary, not-for-profit organization. We don't have those resources. And he was really quite upset because he claimed that after he'd had his sighting, that these two guys dressed in black suits, wearing black hats, black sunglasses, knocked on his door, and they came in. As soon as he opened the door, they came in, they tried to intimidate him. They were very pale. I think he said they had, even though they had hats on, he could see that they had like fair hair. And very pale-looking people. And he said they were carried on like imbeciles, really, in their attempt to intimidate him. And he just shoved them out the door and told them to get lost, basically. But he rang me up and you know, was very upset with me because he thought I had sent me. I said, I don't know your phone number. And this is in the days when phone numbers didn't show up on phones. It was a landline. And I don't know where you live. You never told me your name, your address, and how would I know? So I got wondering, could someone have been tracking that UFO? Because it was only like very soon after he had called and reported his sighting that these two rocked up. And they arrived very quickly on his doorstep after he had the sighting. Now, I imagine that people who have those sort of qualifications, if true, probably, even though they leave the military, they're probably monitored for the rest of their life, basically, because they have skills that, you know, that they're in society that other people don't have, and they're probably, you know, monitored very closely at times. I'm not sure. I would imagine I would do that if I was in the, if I was concerned about them being in society. So that was one case, and there was another case where a woman who was a freelance writer contacted us, and she had a close encounter and had missing time, and she had a black van parked outside her house for 4 days, and there were people in it. And as she was going to come over to my place one particular day, she didn't turn up. She eventually called me and said, I went to go outside to grab the door to leave and get in my car, my door of the house, and I woke up on the floor 4 hours later. Now, as far as she knew, she wasn't an epileptic. She didn't have any sort of known episodes that could affect her like that.
You know what? Let's not get on the floor anymore. Let's get up and listen to these announcements, and then we'll continue with one more segment with Cheryl Gottschall, and then she'll be on After the Paracast with Gene Randall. And, of course, Cheryl, we're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health.
not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Cheryl, please continue talking about this, getting up off the floor.
Yep. Yes, the woman who was coming to see me, and she woke up 4 hours later on the floor of her own home. And she did eventually come over that day and told me the whole story. And the van had gone, yet it had been there for 4 days. It was a bit unusual, she thought. And she who went to the doctor was medically checked out. Nothing wrong with her. I have since discovered, because another friend of mine had a similar situation, and apparently most people have one type of episode like that in their life. So that could be something, that could be an explanation for it.
People have this sort of episode. Is that part of their growth or what? I don't recall an episode like that.
No, I haven't had it either.
But so therefore, I am an exception, or I missed something. I missed it. Oh, well.
Well, this is what my friend was told when she passed out and woke up on the floor of her kitchen with the fridge door open. And she went to the doctor, and this is what she was advised by a medical professional, that a lot of people have some type of episode like this once in their life. They don't know why.
On the floor in the kitchen. Now, we have a hard vinyl floor in our kitchen, so if I fell on the floor, I might get hurt.
Yes, you might.
And some people will be happy over that, but hopefully not too many.
I've had it happen to me, so, you know.
Okay, tell us more.
Well, I just went to use the bathroom, and while I was in there, and I don't know what happened, but I woke up on the floor and I had some blood coming out of my nose, and you know, it's like I thought maybe I had some kind of weird mini stroke or something, right? And but who knows? Maybe it is.
Wait a minute! Stop the presses. A couple of months ago, I was in the kitchen talking to Barbara, and I felt faint for a moment. Which has never happened to me before or since. And I thought, well, you know, I'm getting kind of old there. Maybe this indicates something. But that was it. I felt faint, like I was going to fall. And then I caught myself, and then I was fine. That's maybe not close to it, but still.
That's really interesting, Cheryl, that you should bring that up, and that you'd found that, you know, some people do have this experience. I mean, I don't know that it's connected to anything. I've had a lot of weird things happen to me in my life. I really didn't think it was connected to anything paranormal or, you know, alien or anything like that. I just thought it was just some, you know, physical condition that happened. And I have had other things that, well, I have had missing time and that sort of thing. When you got talking to your abductees down there in your groups, is that a common phenomena down there as well, the whole missing time thing?
Missing time, yeah, not the passing out, though. No. But, yeah, certainly missing time. In one case, there was gained time. Someone gained about 30 minutes, another person gained an hour. So that was really interesting. That gain, the 30-minute one was a truck driver because he was watching his times. As a truck driver, you have to get from A to B at a certain time to deposit one load and pick up the next, and you've got to get back by a certain time. And he was driving along the highway through a national park to get to a country town and to make a delivery. And while he was driving, this green object, illuminated green object, appeared beside the cabin of his truck off to the side of the road. And it was there for a while, then it went pacing his truck, and then it went a bit forward ahead of the truck, and then it disappeared. The next thing he knows, he gets to where his destination, and the guy says, "Geez, you must have had a good trip this time." He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You're 30 minutes early. You're usually here at 11:30 p.m. You've arrived at midnight." And he said, "That's not possible. I never stopped. I did my usual trip." But he gained 30 minutes of time in relation to this green light appearing near the cabin. On future interviews, when we saw him face-to-face, it turns out that he had had other close encounter experiences and many sightings, and I find that really interesting. Another lady I know she used to work at a casino, and she came out late at night, saw a light, that was missing time, sorry, that wasn't gain time. But I'll tell you that anyway, because she saw this light in the sky and other people in the car park were looking up at it at the sky too. She got in a car and she took off, and I think she said that she found herself, she'd pulled up somewhere at the lights or something, and then she found herself some distance from where she should have been. And she eventually got home, and her husband was angry or worried at her at first because she was an hour or two late getting home from work, and she didn't believe him, and she ran around looking at all the clocks in the house, and she just was stunned because she couldn't explain it, but she knew that she had ended up at some place that she shouldn't have been after seeing this light over the car park. It'd be nice to know if the other people who were looking up at this light in the sky over the car park also had that experience too.
Lots of weird things happen to people. And I wonder here too about the reality of all this. And we're going to have you talk further about a lot of current things in our premium show after the PowerCast, Cheryl, but we wanted to get back into things that are happening here. Can you tell our listeners about what you guys are up to for the near future?
We actually have monthly meetings, so we're just getting back to face-to-face meetings this month. We've been doing our meetings online, but we haven't had a lot of reports that have come in that are current. We've had some come in through 2020, while everyone's stuck in their homes. They're historical reports. And what I find is that people have these reports rattling around inside of them for years and years, and then something happens to prompt them to talk about it. And I guess the pandemic was a good reason to be prompted by something. If anyone is interested, we publish a bi-monthly journal. It's a digital journal. We can send it to you anywhere in the world. And I guess we're trying to get back on track after the pandemic and the restrictions, which we haven't had a huge amount of them here, but they're little localized areas, mostly in Melbourne in Australia at the moment. So we're hoping to be able to get out and interview people face to face once more.
Do you find that people are having sightings during this time? Do they go out, or are they just hiding inside their homes until things go by the wayside? We should mention, folks, Australia's incidences of COVID-19 infections and deaths is a lot lower than other countries.
Yes. My home state of Queensland, we've only had 6 deaths from the very beginning. We did have, I think it was about 6 weeks of restrictions in the middle of 2020. There are a couple of times where we had to wear masks, but not prolonged periods of time. And life is pretty much back to normal here, even though we're supposed to be social distancing in shopping centres and things like that. People don't take much notice of that anymore.
What kind of population base is that in Queensland?
Gee, I don't really know. I know there's about 23 million in Australia all up. Oh, hang on. There's about 3 million in Brisbane.
kind of like an upper middle sized city in the U.S. Hey, Cheryl Gottschall, tell our listeners if they want to know more about what you do, where do they check you out?
Yeah, they can find us on the internet under UFO Research Queensland, and we're on Facebook, we're on Meetup, and we've got a channel on YouTube as well. So you can go there and look at various presentations that we've done over the years.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the PowerCast. Check out the PowerCast fan club and the PowerCast community, or whatever they call them, over at Facebook. We also have a place where you can buy branded merchandise for the PowerCast. How about that? 4 different logos to choose from. Choose the logo, choose the shirt or the throw pillow or whatever you want. Great quality merchandise, great service from our supplier. Go to the PowerCast.shop for more info. And we mentioned Cheryl will be sticking around for After the PowerCast, which is a premium show offered to subscribers of the PowerCast Plus. We also give you the version of the show free of the network ads with enhanced audio. How about them apples? We also are offering a special deal in addition to lower prices for the pandemic, and that is a free coupon code for The Phenomenon, the James Fox UFO documentary, with 3 hours of extra material. It's not available from all services, but we give you that for 5-year or lifetime subscriptions to the PowerCast Plus. Go to the PowerCast.plus for more. The PowerCast.plus. Cheryl Gottschall, thank you for joining us on the PowerCast.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Featuring Gene Steinberg is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.